I need your help. Get ready for my sob story. So, 4 months ago, I got canned from my job. Not because I didn't work hard, not because I did anything wrong, but because I got a new boss. And my new boss felt threatened by me. I worked hard, very hard. I received a commendation from the division head. I received a bonus from a government job, which I've never even heard of happening before. And 6 months later, I got accused of not working hard, and I got fired for being disruptive. I did not enjoy that one bit. Honestly, it was a long story, and it was a massive injustice. I was livid. But, contractually, they could do this. I didn't have any recourse. I was basically fucked. So I decided I wasn't going to take it lying down. I started doing the only thing I can do. I started programming a video game. So 4 months later, we're at the present, and I've got a game on Kickstarter. Yes, I am asking for your money. Now, I was thinking about doing a Patreon account, so if anyone wanted to help me out, they could do. But for some reason, I'm a bit uneasy doing that. I don't like just taking people's money after for something that I do for free. I don't know why. It doesn't feel very right. The only reason I have adverts on my YouTube videos, because, I mean, if by some freakish miracle one of my videos ended up with hundreds of thousands of hits, then I might make a few pennies out of it, and I'd kick myself if I didn't. And at the end of the day, that's not taking any money off anyone else, just the advertisers. But this sort of thing I'm not that comfortable doing, and I really wasn't going to do this, but I think we need help. I'm going to put a link to our Kickstarter campaign in the video description. It's for a game called Necromancer. It's for tablets and PC, and it's a tactical strategy game in the zombie apocalypse where you play the zombies rather than the heroes, because everyone's always the goddamn heroes. And this means that our heroes are going to be people who you may well recognize from our videos, or at least close facsimiles of them. That's right, you get to have these people torn to shreds by zombies. Obviously it won't be these people precisely. I'm sure you'll recognise a lot of the things that our heroes say, probably from the stupid shit that people have said in some of the videos I've done. Anyone who backs us on Kickstarter gets a copy of the game, even if you do the minimum amount. So this is the only reason I'm doing this, because I can actually give you something directly for your money. I wouldn't be comfortable doing it otherwise. I wouldn't be comfortable taking money off people who I'm putting these videos out there for free. Why should some people give me some money and some people not? I know that some of you are generous. I'm sure a lot of you are generous and, you know, would like to help me out. But I'm not comfortable just taking money like that. I'm happy to take money for something I'm going to produce and give to you or sell to people or something like that, because I'll be able to give you a physical product. I'm not really comfortable just taking money for the videos. I mean, maybe in the future that'll change, I don't know, but at the moment I really would rather do this instead. I'm really sorry to be doing this video. I don't really want to be asking, but we're having trouble getting the attention of people because we don't have a patron. A lot of video games, especially those with the social justice warrior inclinations, get a lot of backing from the social justice warrior community. These people are very loud, very noisy, and so they can take a game that isn't well known, or developers that aren't well known, and push them right up the ratings, so they get a lot of attention. And we don't have anyone to do that for us. We're a small team, three guys, two of us lost our jobs, and we're struggling to get by. The only money we're asking for is the money for the software licenses. We're asking for £8,000 in total, which is actually a really modest amount, apparently. I've seen projects that ask for tens of thousands. So we're just asking for the money that covers the software licenses that would allow us to legally release the game. Because without this, we can't do it. And as I'm unemployed, I can't go to the bank for a loan, which was something I would have otherwise done. So, yeah, that's the situation I'm in. I spend all day, every day, working on this, and I really would be gutted if it got to the point where the game was as finished as it can be, and we just can't release it because we don't have the funds. So do us a favour and check it out, and if you like the look of it and you can afford to, put a fiver in, you know, help us out. You'll get a copy of the game, and, you know, my eternal undying gratitude. I'll do a video naming all of those fucking awesome people who back us. And if you can't afford to back us or you don't want to, that's fine. Do us a favour and just share the link around. Just get us some exposure, because it's so hard to get people just paying attention to you when there are so many games, and so many games that have got such a bigger budget than ours. You know, everything in the game so far we've paid for out of our own pockets, which means it's not that impressive. And so, even if the game concept's good, they're not that interested because we can't wow them like other people can. But we're confident in the game. We spend our time playing it. It's multiplayer, cross-platform, tactical, retro gaming, because we were 90s kids and we absolutely love that sort of thing. So do us a favour, check it out, and I mean, give me some feedback. We need as much feedback as you can. If you've got any ideas, if you've got any suggestions, if you've got any criticism, let me know, especially criticism, actually, because I need to know what's wrong with it so I can fix it. So do me a favour and help me out in any way, please. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and I'll have a proper video up very soon.